I don't need to have things prepared, okay? I wing it. Fly by the seat of my pants. That's how I work best, woman. Welcome back to Rock in the Suburbs.
Number 5.
Glad to have you. Glad to be here.
You know what I noticed? We never introduce ourselves. Every podcast I said, you need to say, I'm Jake.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Rich.
There we go. Yeah, it's true. We need to be a little more professional.
I've had a few friends.
We just assume everybody knows who we are when they come
I've
to
had
it.
A few friends listen to it, and they're like, cool, cool. I was like, you probably don't know who's who.
Eventually, it's like 30 or 40 episodes, we'll know we're done.
Yeah.
So, you're like 2 or 3 years at the rate we're going. So, what you been up to?
Not much, just work. I've been drawing a lot of cartoons.
I saw those.
Yes, on Facebook.
Well, okay. I don't have your Twitter. I'm not on Twitter.
I just did jokes on Twitter forever. Yeah. And then I started drawing cartoons. But the Twitter audience is really weird. They won't click on any links or anything.
Yeah.
They just read nice, simple tweets.
That's it.
And they won't click on links. So I posted a few drawings I did there, but nobody really likes it. So it kind of bummed me out. So Sarah signed me up for Facebook, and then I started...
Yeah, I'm friends on Facebook with you. I like them. You're good. They're good. I like your drawings.
Thanks.
They're pretty cool.
So I started drawing a lot more, but I started making actual cartoons.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of comics down in Salt Lake actually wants me to make them cartoons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for their jokes.
That's cool.
Because I draw a cartoon to kind of go with a stand-up joke.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
I don't know, makes it a little more fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, two of them called...
So you said you have them and you show them during your set?
No.
Or
no.
Just
on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Just So I just play one of my jokes through, and then I animate kind of a little story to go with what I'm talking about. But yeah, two comics asked me to animate.
So we should give you a plug. Jokes. So your Facebook, be Rich. And
Sarah? What's your? My name is just Rich Wilson. Sarah is Sarah Wilson and Rich Wilson, but I started my own account. But we have the same picture. Yeah, cut out this.
Oh, you did? Okay. No, this is good.
Yeah,
no, because I was gonna give you the plug, because I think I get Rich and Sarah is what comes on my Facebook feed. So maybe I need to get yours.
Yeah, that's just her. I don't know.
Because I get all your cartoons. They're
yeah,
good.
If you get
They're
all
good.
Those.
I like them. They're good.
Yeah, I was proud of my Predator one last night.
That was good.
That
was good. I like that. And I got a bit, you had one like the other day and I didn't get it. It was like over my head. I could tell. I can't remember what it was. But it was like, I read it, and I was like, ooh, this is good. But I don't get it.
Oh, I wish I knew what it was.
I was like, oh, I wish it was. I was like, it's so, it was some, like, I don't know. I think you had, like, an 80s reference or something that I didn't get, if I'm right. I can't remember. But yeah, I was like, ooh, that's good. If I got it, it would be even better.
That's so, too bad.
But, yeah.
You don't need to plug me, because it's just like, I draw all the time anyway, and I've only recently started putting them on Facebook.
How are you going to get famous?
Yeah, I'm not going to get famous.
Next step. It's good. Is
so it's just fun. But lots of my family members and cousins ask to be friends with me on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I don't want to read their garbage. I don't want to read
anything. No, you can ignore it.
Okay.
You can ignore their stuff. Bethany showed me how to. You, like, ignore their feed. I've done that with a lot of people.
Really?
I've done that with a lot of people that I've, like, realized are incredibly boring.
Oh.
But you don't want to defriend them, but you can just, like, ignore it so you don't see their stuff.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
Because I've had my brother and a bunch of cousins have asked me to be their friend.
You
I'm
don't
like,
want to be their friend.
No. I'm only friends with five people. Like you, Bethany, and three other people in the neighborhood. And then it's all just comedians in Salt Lake.
See, I've got a lot of people that like post things and I'm like, it finally started going, I was like, yo, Bethany, I'm like, how do we get, this guy has such innately stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I like Facebook. To go through it real quick and be like,
Yeah.
Oh, like your stuff, I like. I'm like,
right.
Oh, that's funny. And then like some political stuff and then like just like some funny, random stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Or news, like, oh, this person did something. Oh, the kid got smacked in the head or something.
Right.
Funny. You know, that kind of thing. But other than that, I'm like, I do not want to hear, like, I went to the store today.
Yeah.
I got, look at the carrots I got. And you're like, really?
I scroll through Sarah's feed sometimes when I'm bored. And some of the people she's friends with just post like, just pictures of their dinner or like organic recipes. Sarah posts organic recipes. She's like, she would be the number one person that I would unfriend.
I hate
seeing food on there. All I want is jokes. All I want is something clever or creative.
That's basically what it is. Yeah, clever, creative, something that piques my interest. I do
talk
not
about,
want to
talk about
today.
Movies. Talk about something cool. I don't want to hear what you're cooking for dinner or like some exercise you want to go do. Probably shouldn't say
Maybe
that.
Maybe we shouldn't be on Facebook.
But that's actually why I like Twitter, is that, because people are just jokes.
Yeah.
So people just, but a lot, there's a lot of bad jokes. So like one in 30 are good. Yeah,
a lot of people who think they're funny that are not.
Yeah, yeah, you get a lot of that. Yeah. But me too. I used to tweet about 5 to 6 times a day.
Yeah.
And maybe only one was good for Twitter.
Yeah.
And if I told you all 6 or all 5 jokes, you'd be like, they're all garbage. It's really just one good one a week, maybe, that I could tell you.
Yeah.
But you're just always putting out content, so, you know. Okay. It gets your mind thinking about jokes.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it. Okay. And also, this is one of my secrets. I probably should tell you this. Most of all the comics I draw on Facebook are based on tweets that did well. So I already knew they were going to do well.
Yeah,
so that
good.
Predator one that I drew last night, I wrote that like a year ago.
That was good.
As a joke, but not
as a
joke. You
won't know what it is unless you friend him. There you go.
Yeah, but I'm not going to friend you back.
Yeah, you friend him, but you silence their newsfeet or something like that.
Okay,
You're not going to friend you back. You have to accept the friend request.
I got to do that.
See your stuff.
Yeah.
Your Facebook's like, just you. You're such a narcissist. You go through your Facebook feed, it's just you.
Yeah,
like 2 years of you.
There's one comic downtown that followed or friended me, but I haven't friended him back. But man, his joke, he's one of those dark shock humor comics. And so it's just like, bam, he doesn't have punchlines. He's just got like rape joke, you know. It's just that's not funny. But all the stuff he likes too, like, I don't want to see because I follow him on Twitter.
Rape. And
Just like dumb Daniel Tosh kind of
donkey shows.
Yeah. So he has to be my friend. I haven't friended him yet, so I'm hoping I don't run into him anytime soon.
How many people are like googling stuff as we're talking? They're like, what is that? Oh no! Just don't Google anything we mentioned.
So I was actually working on a cartoon before I came over here for a comic. I can tell you the joke, but I got to give him credit. So anyway, I should play his joke rather than tell it, because I'm going to butcher it. But it's funny. It's, let's see. It is, so the other day I was on a hike, and I found a baby in the bushes, and I was so shocked, because I put it there like 2 weeks ago. So I'm drawing him walking, going on a hike, and he looks over and sees a baby, like, screaming. And then it flashes back to him just carrying it by the leg and dropping it in the bushes.
That's pretty bad.
It's
funny.
He's funny. That's Jacob Lee. He's a solo. You know, he's the guy with the beard that I used to be scared of.
Do you remember? I think I know what you're talking about.
We're at open mics. He's kind of not fat, but like a big husky guy. Got a big beard and kind of combed over hair. Not bald though. But, I used to be scared of him. Yeah. Actually,
Is he kind of reddish hair?
No, it's kind of blondish, like yours. But anyway, do you remember that one open mic we went to and I brought my guitar?
Yeah.
And it wasn't tuned when I got up to the stage and I said a bad word? Anyway, so I wrote a song to play at open mic, and then the first, like, strum was like, brrrr, and it was out of tune. So somebody had messed up all the tuning before I went up on stage, because the girl up front said, leave your guitar down here, otherwise somebody could steal it when you're, like, not looking. So I gave it to her. But I actually asked Jacob, the comic, I said, hey, did you mess up my guitar, like, 2 years ago? And he's like, it sounds like something I do. So I actually asked him, but he didn't really admit to it. But I think it was him that did it. So out of all the people, he'd be the
one. So you went out and slashed his tires?
Yeah, that night.
His bicycle tire.
Yeah.
Ride home to mom's house now, buddy.
Yeah, no, he's funny. He's one of my favorites. He's got another joke that I told him. I always offer to do stuff. Like I said, there's another joke he's got about test riding a motorcycle. And it was super cool until it was weird though when he was riding, because the salesman was still holding on to the front. I heard that. I was like, man, I'll animate that for you too if you want. And I was like, geez, why am I saying offering all this stuff? But yeah.
Maybe you're desperate for friendship and acceptance?
No. I just like it.
I like your animations are cool.
He's got some funny stuff.
Definitely got a Facebook friend you. Lately, I've been parking in handicap spots.
What? You get a permit for that?
No, just do it. Just do it. You ever do it?
In a rush, if I pull up to Walmart and there's nowhere to park, and I got to get, you know, something really quick, I do. Or church.
Yeah.
Church parking lot, I just go straight to handicap parking.
I got this from, I was down with my brother a couple years ago, and he was talking about how he parks in handicap spots.
That's ridiculous.
And I was kind of, at first instance, he was like, oh, you terrible, you know, you Hitler, mm-hmm. you know. But then I started thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, why not? The heck? And he's like, yeah, I do it all the time. Go to the grocery store. He's like, I don't know if it's like the last part handicap spot, but if there's like a bunch open, it's just a parking all the time. I started, and like the first time I did it, I was all like watching for the cops and stuff. Well, I totally do it all the time now.
Can cops give you a ticket in a parking lot?
I don't know. I think they should have better things to do than that. I don't know if they can. I assume they can. But like, you know, I play the odds. Like, what's the odds a cop's going to be running through the Walmart parking lot?
Right,
Because I've never seen a cop in that parking lot, you know?
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
And so, yeah, I do it all the time. I get this sense of freedom when I do it. I'm like, yeah, screw the man. Park in there, you know? Because I get pissed off because, like, Walmart's got, like, 30 handicap spots. Uh-huh. And you look at it and, like, every other person that parks in a handicap, like, there's, like, the old person who, like, can hardly walk in, with some, like, 40-year-old just, like, fat dude.
Uh-huh.
Who, like, his doctor gave it to him because he's fat.
Right.
Like, I don't think he should have a handicap parking spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the sense of empowerment.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when your wife walks away and you flip her off behind her back. Like, take that.
Take that. She turns around and you pretend like you're scratching.
Yeah. You always used to do that to teachers in school.
You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you're the coolest.
Fight the system.
Yeah, one time a cop pulled over a lady because there was like no U-turns in this intersection. Yeah. And so he was busy with her. And then I just did a U-turn.
So you spun a donut right in front of him?
No, I did a U-turn exactly why she got pulled over right in front of the cop. But I knew he was busy.
Yeah.
So he's not going to like drop what he's doing to come out to me. And Sarah and her sister were like, why are you doing that? That is so bad. He's right there. He's going to get you. And I was like, he's busy. But I felt so good about myself. Like, I just got away with a crime. Like, I did.
Like, I do the same thing with speeding. Like, because if you see a cop pull someone over, you're like, well, he's not going to pull me over.
Yeah.
Like, unless you, like, fire off a couple of shots when you're going by him, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, so I'll just be like, everybody else is, like, braking on the freeway. You're like, dude, he already caught somebody.
Yeah.
He's busy. I freaking step on it. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah,
I mean, unless you're doing, like, 115 or something.
Yeah, he's not going to drop what he's doing.
He's not going to drop and go, oh, crap, that guy's doing, he's got to be doing 80. You know? Freaking just toast right by the dude, you know?
Yep.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, 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 light speed is too slow.
Love it.
Traffic talk. We did this for like 20 minutes last time.
It was awesome. But no, it's like I totally been like, I park in handicap spots. Bethany gets mad at me about it. And I'm like, why?
Uh-huh.
It's like, especially like you go to Home Depot.
Oh, too many.
Too many. How many freaking guys in wheelchairs are re-roofing their houses?
Exactly. I thought the exact same
thing. Nobody.
They've got some regulations for your parking lot's this big. You need this many handicapped
spots.
But
like, really, like, you go through, you're lucky to see one handicapped person in Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not, you know, they're handicapped.
Yeah.
Like, what can they really do?
At Walmart, a lot of the handicapped drivers are actually just bigger, overweight guys.
Yeah.
But those guys aren't fixing up their house. They're not at Home Depot. But they are at Walmart.
Well, so the handicapped chocolate and lard.
My waistline's furious.
Yeah, so at Home Depot, though, those are always empty.
They're always. It's like there's like a whole aisle just completely empty all the time.
And those are the best parking. Actually, I spend so much money at Home Depot and Lowe's that I just drive right into the covered parking. You know,
my theory is if I wanted to actually drive into the store, if I felt like it, I would because I spend so much money there. And then if they said anything, I'd be like, do you know who I am? You have any idea who I am?
And then they say no, you just run out. Feel out.
Just like, I'll actually literally drive my truck down the lumber yard inside. I'm like knocking carts over. Load it up. Yeah, I do that all the time. I'll pull up in the cover. I figure I can park anywhere I want in Home Depot.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you want to know a funny one? So I had some lady, and this is, I go into Home Depot. I didn't have a trailer, but there was a trailer parking spot that was really close. So I'm like, we'll park there because I can park wherever I want because I feel like it. You know, it's nothing illegal.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I pull into the trailer parking spot because it was a busy Home Depot. It was like on a Saturday. I go into Home Depot and I knew I was going to be quick too. So I went in, bought it, come out. Some chick wrote a note and stuck it on my window. Ooh. And she's like, nice trailer! Exclamation mark.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, and I was like, that was like it. And I'm like, really? Like, what are you pissed about? And I'm looking around. There was, like, other empty trailer parking spots next to me.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't like she pulled in her trailer and couldn't park anywhere.
Right.
She was just angry at me because I didn't have a trailer. She was like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to show him with a strongly worded letter. Just like, and the funny thing is, I get it, and I just laughed. It, like, made my day. I'm like, yeah. It made me feel, like, that much more of a rebel. Like,
the other day, did you see I put it on Facebook. There's a lady that always has yard sales over kind of around by us. But okay. She leaves her sign up throughout the rest of the week. So I tore it down, and I was gonna tape it to her front door. But this big lifted truck was sitting there. Bigger. I was like, holy cow. So I went back to the house, and I taped all this tape on my arm. So I was ready to, yeah. So I was ready to tape it and run. And then I got chicken. So I just like shoved it in the mailbox and ran off. Awesome. But I rode my bike down because I didn't want to drive my truck. But anyway, so they had another yard sale last weekend, and they turned into one of those permanent yard sales.
How much stuff do they have if they have a yard sale?
You
know,
you go to storage unit places, and they always have like a permanent yard sale where they go to like thrift stores or something and just stock up on junk that they think they could make a profit on.
Yeah.
I think they're doing that because now they're selling, you know, those cheap blankets that are like...
They hang from the racks that they have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got those at the yard sale now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I saw it from the distance that they got, they got like Tweety Bird and Taz and Confederate flag.
You were waiting for the one that's the fairy with butt hanging out of the thong.
Oh, yeah,
and
you're like,
where's that one? Oh, they don't have
the Playboy Bunny.
The Playboy Bunny. You're like, it just screams classy.
So they left it up, and me and Sarah actually... And I didn't know she was going to say this, but she's like, we should go back and tape that on their door. And that's like I would have said. So we were planning on doing it that night, but the kids are all busy and like, oh, we'll do it tomorrow. And they took it down Tuesday, but we were going to do it together. And I was going to take another picture of her Facebook, but they took it down.
I saw that you put on Facebook. I thought that was pretty freaking hilarious.
I hate it. It rained and then the sign just kind of dropped to the ground last time they did it. It's like, geez, pick up your junk. You take the time.
You think people who spent that much time at flea markets and swap meets would have?
Yeah, they've got plenty of time in their hands.
You think they'd be as white trash as that? Because I got back to handicap parking. My theory I've always had. I think I've told you this before. Is the reverse handicap parking? We put a bunch of spots at the back of the Walmart parking lot, and all the fat people have to park there.
Oh yeah.
Because they need exercise.
Yes, they do. Yeah. It should be based on a reward system, too. Like, good behavior throughout the community. Like me.
Ooh.
Putting people's garage sales in
that will earn you, like, a point or 10 points.
A spot.
Had you put it on the door. Spot
closer to the front.
Had you put, like, the thing on the door. Is this a point system?
Yeah.
So if you were put on the door, that would have been, like, 10 points. But it was only 5 because you only went to the mailbox because you wussed out.
That would encourage the community to be good citizens. Oh, I think we're stumbled upon something.
I like that. Except for, but what about the fat guy who is kind of a good citizen, but he still needs to be parked in the back, get exercise. So I'm not saying this as I hate fat people. I'm saying this is for their own good.
Right.
We're only encouraging this by parking them next to the motorized carts.
Mm-hmm.
So, so they only got to work like 10 steps before they plop down in the motorized cart and drive that sucker through Walmart.
Yeah. So I wonder how much exercise they actually get, how beneficial it'll be.
It's more like
a slap on the wrist.
Well, hey, I know it's not. You're not going to lose 200 pounds by parking at the back of the Walmart parking lot.
Is this just like a friendly encouragement?
It's more of a, hey, it's a step in the right direction. It's a slap on the wrist, but we're gently nudging them to the direction they should be going.
To exercise.
I mean, the next step, I think, is we just take their cars away.
Ooh.
And they have to walk everywhere.
No.
Until they drop below a certain body mass index.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll work. They'll be on rascals driving.
Yeah, but then they can only buy so much food.
You know what I'm saying?
You can only fit so much food in that cart.
Let's go back to my point system for the community.
I do like the point system.
Yeah, because there's different things you could do. Like being courteous drivers. I know we've talked about driving a lot. Like letting... I don't know. There's got to be some things you could do.
Anything you do in the neighborhood to help out?
Breaking leaves.
Yelling at your neighbors to shut up when they...
Yeah.
When their kid's like yelling, cussing. I did that to my neighbor before. I told their kid to shut up and get inside.
Oh, really?
Cussing outside in front of the kids. That would be for some points.
Yeah.
Because I was really afraid my car would get egged or something the next day.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't know. I need to give some more thought.
I like it. It's a good idea. Uh-huh. You could do a whole bit on that.
I know, yeah.
You could do like a long bit on that one. That'd be pretty good. I like that.
The point system.
I like that. Because I like to think I'm a pretty good citizen. Would parking and handicap spots be minus points or adding points? Standing up for the free spots.
It's tricky.
A slob like the rest.
There's a few logistics.
But I do always feel a little guilty when I jump out. and like run into Walmart. Right. I'm in the handicap spot. Right. And so there's people, they're like trudging in from the back of the lot. And I jump out of my car and I like sprint into the store because I got one thing to get. Like,
right.
I know somebody's going, I just ran into the store.
Yeah.
Do it. I challenge anyone to do this. It is a feeling of freedom.
I don't know. I'd have a hard time just because I do think of old people, like people who aren't...
Well, I never take the last spot. I wouldn't even take the second to the last spot. Because I'm always like, well, if I'm in there, two people could pull up. You know, I'm always like, it's empty, lot busy. Because I don't mind walking a little bit, you know. But I'm not going to be an idiot and park at the back of the spot, you know, a lot when there's 10 empty handicap spots.
Right.
So I'll park it. And I'm only doing it if I'm in real quick. If I'm going really grocery shopping, I'll take the time to drive over to get a spot. I'm using common sense is what it is. It's common sense. I had Adam Carolla has a, I don't know if you what he's talking about. He does, not a big deal. Not as big a deal here in Utah because we have the yielded green arrows.
Where you can turn left. He says a turn left on our.
He turns red. Left on red arrows all the time.
Yep.
Which he's like, he goes, I've been doing it for 10 years. Never gonna take it. You know, people always give him a hard time. And I'm like, oh yeah, same thing.
Right.
It's the same thing. Just using common sense.
I always like the people that. Because I do drive in the carpool lane when I'm not supposed to.
I did the other day.
Yeah. If it's like, you know, pretty busy, but not...
You're lightening up the traffic for everyone else by going in the carpool.
Yeah, but not everyone could do it, though. If everyone got... If everybody
It's going to ruin it for everyone else, and they'll crack down on it. So we do not challenge you to use the carpool lane. You to use the handicap lane. I did it the other day, though. I mean, I've done it like once before, but I was late getting to work.
Yeah, yeah. It's always when it's like,
I was like, I need late to get somewhere. And it was like traffic, like heavy traffic for something, and when there shouldn't have been traffic because there was like a car accident or something. And I'm watching, and I'm like, stop and go, and the carpool lane's just moving. Very few cars on it. Screw this. Hopped over and just started jetting down that thing. And the next thing you know, like three cars behind me started doing it. It's like they saw one person do it, and all of a sudden they're like, I'm doing it too. So like three other cars jumped in behind me, and I'm just like cruising down it, passing traffic like crazy, and I'm like, oh yeah.
That is nice when you're in a hurry.
Because I can't even figure out how the carpool lane works here. Like, obviously I know how carpool is two or more people, but it says something about tolls on all the carpool lanes in Utah.
Yeah, I don't know what the toll is. Maybe they had plans. I don't know where
you could even pay that if you wanted to. Yeah. Not that I would.
I think they had plans to, but
they just put a sign up but never did the tolls.
Maybe.
I don't know. Have you seen the Chicken Lady video? About the lady in San Francisco?
No.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull it up, and I'm going to play it.
Okay.
And it'll get your input on it.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
It was kind of hit that I saw some news clips and watched it, and you're going to be like, are you freaking kidding me? Anyway, I want to get your opinion on it. Okay, so this is a lady who goes into a restaurant to protest for her little girl who's being abused.
I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment and because of establishments like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She was scared every single moment because her usefulness had run out. She was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her, and I can see you smiling, and I can see you laughing, but to her, this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there, and if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now. She would be gone, just like all of her sisters, just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today that all of those other girls, but everyone who we left behind, they just wanted to live too.
What is she talking about?
And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. Name is Snow. And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. So, name is Snow.
She's talking.
Is that an acronym? She's talking about food.
She's talking about chicken.
Right.
She's talking about chicken.
Right.
Like.
Right.
Which is freaking awesome.
So she's just a vegan, or, you know, she's just protesting against people
eating. Yeah, she's protesting about people eating meat.
Oh, all right.
Like, you go in the beginning, and you're like, oh, her child, what was this restaurant, like, trafficking children or something?
Yeah, in the basement.
Was it something important? No. She's just very much against you eating chicken.
Yeah. And, I don't know about those people. big people into PETA and vegans, I think, just hate humans. And I don't, you know, I think they love animals as kind of like they need to love something.
So they focus they were never on, loved.
Yeah, because it seems like the more you're into animals, the more you hate your everyday person. So those people, I never want to be around. I never want to have a conversation that with a person that's passionate about the rights of, like, eggs.
I think really, anybody's passionate about anything.
No, yeah. I don't like you.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I don't would describe myself as passionate about anything. Yeah. Because I think as soon as you start getting really passionate about something is when you start going over the deep end.
Yeah, I'm passionate about a few things. And Sarah kind of, her eyes glaze over when I start talking about, I really like this comic, a comedian, not comic book, or a type of genre of movie or things. But then I drop it. I can't put my finger on a thing that I'm going to devote my life to, that I'm going to tell every stranger and put a stupid bumper sticker on my truck.
You're not going to like have somebody filming you as you go in to protest
exactly
how this movie has not gotten enough play in the theaters lately.
Yes.
Since it came out 20 years ago.
I would like to play that video for people in third world countries with real problems. You're like, look at this stupid... that's why the terrorists hate.
They hate us so much.
Because we have no problems, and we want to just talk...
We talk about chickens. Yeah. No other country.
Defending their rights. No, PETA's in Australia too. It's not just guys. Just,
okay, I think that is, and I'm sure they're in England and Denmark and things like that.
All the white guys, all the white first
people.
World,
all the white people.
Yeah, there's a trend going on here. All of these non-problem people that come from well-to-do.
Have you ever seen somebody who's not white protesting something like this?
Oh, I'm sure there's somebody in the back of the crowd holding up a sign that you're like, "What are you doing there?"
White people. It's like a sea of whiteness.
Yeah.
Like, how screwed up are we? Are we so freaking silver spoons in our mouths that these are our issues?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, those people, from a distance, I get what they're about. I'm like, yeah. Like, we buy free-range chicken eggs, and we buy organic milk, but that's a different story.
See, I'm a different... I want to see pictures to make sure my chickens are locked up.
I think the same thing,
too. Like, I'm looking, if I can't see my chicken locked up, I don't want that chicken wandering around. I want him to know that he's here to feed me. And that is it.
Right. Yeah, I am skeptical about the eggs that say free range chickens. Like, how free range are
it's like his cell's like 6 inches bigger.
Yeah,
he can wander around in a circle.
But I'm not going to just
Sanders?
Go through
chicken?
Life and completely abuse everything. But when you get passionate about eggs, is she going to go into every restaurant and do the same stupid rant?
One person at a time.
If she saves one person. Kids are dying of malaria in the third world country.
Okay, that's what I look at. I'm like, okay, I realize you're vegan and you're passionate about that. And you're going to spend a lot of your time doing that. Couldn't we direct that energy towards something else?
Mm-hmm.
Malaria. You could do something about that. I mean, you could get a mosquito net drive and stuff like that. I mean, like, you can make a real difference in the world if you took this energy that you're crying about. I mean, still be vegan if that's your thing. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking to your friends and posting on Facebook, go ahead and post, hey, you killers of chickens.
Mm-hmm.
But spend that energy doing something that's going to save some real people, stop some misery in this world.
Yeah, sometimes I have a hard time with the animal, what's that, the commercial, the ASPCA?
Oh, is the ones with the Sarah McLachlan?
Yes, yes.
I will remember you.
Like, I get it, you know, I don't like to see animals suffering, dogs or cats, and I'm a cat person, but I still don't like to see dogs suffering. But, I don't know, whenever I see that thing, there's people dying out there.
Yeah, and I get the same thing, I'm like, putting a lot of money towards these animals that really should just be euthanized. And I know
I don't know if I could go. Yeah, I agree, but I don't.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you euthanize these animals, it's going to solve the problem in the future.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, in another 5 years, we're not going to have to see the commercials anymore because it's all taken care of. We got rid of the problem. Right? Because isn't that the whole problem? We just got too many animals?
Well, that's the same thing with humans, and this is getting really Really tricky subject.
No, 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 no. Euthanize humans.
Just better forms of birth control. You know, I made a joke one time when I was with some of
Sterilize it.
I was with some of my sister-in-law's hippie friends, and they did not like eugenics kind of stuff. I said, we should just go through trailer parks with sprays that kind of, we could dust. We got low-income housing. It's like, most of the time, they don't want to have kids.
They just
kids
can't
are a pain.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know.
Just temper. Like, okay, I'm not saying lifelong. 5-10 years.
Yes.
At a time.
Yeah.
We go every 5 years. It's real.
Okay, so maybe not that. I think that's...
So you just knock on the door with like a can of like of sterilization Lysol, and they open the door and you spray it in their face. You say, you're welcome.
You didn't want those kids anyway. No. Okay, so more a realistic, more a humanitarian approach, I think, would be just to enforce some type of license to people to have kids.
I have said this 100 times. Okay, I'm very libertarian. I'm very against the government getting things, but I have to have a license to fish.
Mm-hmm.
To go catch a fish on a lake in the middle of the mountains, I have to have a license. But I can pop out a kid.
Anyway.
You know, and I'm not saying we're going to, you have to even set, in, like, hey, you know how to change a diaper?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you plan on feeding this kid? You have a job?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't? Oh, maybe we should wait this license for a year till you get the job up, buddy.
Can you untie tubes? Can you reverse that?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
they
can't
have
shots.
They have shots they can put in you that put you, make you sterile.
There
that.
You go.
So it's, I mean, hey, the technology is already there.
Yeah.
We're just not utilizing it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
But there will be a certain pleasure from spraying it in the guy's face. We have to spray it down his junk. So he's like...
maybe they should put it, whenever somebody orders a tribal tattoo, the needle
has it. I think that's a great idea.
Tribal tattoo or tramp stamp.
Or tramp stamp. Both of those. Just automatically sterilized.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You can get that tribal stamp. There you go.
Free tribal stamp. That's it. Tattoo parlors.
Problem solved.
Free tribal tattoos and tramp
stamps.
Everyone that go in
just
shouldn't have kids anyway.
Just pull up a van in front of every trailer park and you say free tribal tats and tramp stamps. And then you can pull up before low income housing and have one that says, we'll give you free thugs for life.
In old English writing,
Riding on your back.
Do you want your girlfriend's and your dead kid's pictures on your arm? That's bad, but you know, it's like,
but
come
it's
on.
True. It's very true.
There's a very good chance that your kid may turn out just like you, and we don't want that.
Perhaps we wait till you're older than 16 to have a kid.
Yes,
and then you know, let's put a 10-year little, you know, in 10 years it'll expire. I don't need to take it out. In 10 years it's gone because they have those.
Right,
10 years it goes up. You can have a kid in 10 years. You'll be 25 instead of 50.
Right, and I don't know if it needs to necessarily be like an IQ test or anything like that because I'm not very smart, but I am socially conscious of what's, you know.
I'm not saying IQ test, but hey, do you have a job? It could be like 5 questions. Do you have a job?
Of course, yeah.
How many tattoos do you have?
Yeah. Tattoos isn't like the cause and effect, you know? Just a tribal, specifically tribal and tramp stamps.
This is true. I should take not tattoos or not all that people, but tattoos in certain spots. Because
people have some sweet Mario tattoos. And like I've seen some, one guy has Decepticons and Autobots. You know, that's cool. I would get that. I told Sarah if I wasn't married,
I'm sure he's a winner.
No, he's all right. But no, my point is the people who get, you know, every tattoo, like a Limp Bizkit tattoo, or, you know.
Maybe show up at certain theaters or certain concerts.
Yeah.
And just sterilize everyone there. Movies.
Okay. I've seen a couple movies.
What are we doing?
We're reviewing the movie trailer first.
Not the movie?
Well, no, it's not even a trailer. It's not even a trailer yet. It's in discussion.
Watch the whole movie.
That's stupid. You're
Ghostbusters 3?
Yeah.
We're talking about making Ghostbusters 3. Yeah.
James Franco and Seth Rogen are toying with the idea of doing it, I think. Or they're going to go off a full female
cast. That's what I've heard, for a full female cast with
Amy Poehler,
what's it, McCarthy?
Oh, yeah, Melissa? Everyone from Bridesmaids.
Well, yeah, Melissa McCarthy, is that what her name is? Yeah. The overweight girl who is really funny. She's stinking hilarious.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're going all girls, which...
They are going to do that then. That's
good. I've heard that, like, the director from the originals has said, yeah, I'd like to do it. Rumors, and they saw there was some interest. I've heard.
Yeah, what's his name? The guy that played the skinny one with glasses. Whoa, Sam Raimi?
He died, right?
Yeah, he died. He was a writer, co-writer with the guy, Carl Reiner? Reitman. Jason Reitman is his son.
Yes, and he's
Ivan Reitman.
Yeah,
Ivan Reitman.
And he's always talking about doing the new one.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested. Look, you know, it's always hard when you try to take like a classic movie. That's like the classic horror comedy.
Yeah, well, they already did it with Part 2, and it sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
So they need a... I'm not a big fan of the reboot, but I think it's a good idea, a good concept.
If you do it right, it could be. Yeah.
But I think if they do get, like, Melissa McCarthy and, like, what's her name? Tina Fey or Amy Pollock, those guys in there.
That would be a good one, those three alone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have four. There's four Ghostbusters.
Is there a black female...
Black female comic that's not like talking
Queen Latifah.
About...
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, so not like Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but she was on a podcast lately. I was like, oh, she's all right.
Yeah, I don't know. She's just really screechy to me.
Yeah.
Yelling about white people.
Yeah,
a lot of yelling about white people.
Yeah, well, that's a go-to.
Well, that's the thing. It's the low-hanging fruit. I'm a black comedian. White people.
I know.
Really?
Black comedians and overweight comedians. It's like, try to talk about something else.
Besides you got the weight jokes or the white people.
There's a few in particular. Donald Glover. He's on Community. He's funny. And he doesn't go straight for the easy stuff.
Yeah.
And Hannibal Buress. I don't know. He's super funny. And he's just kind of a weird out there black comic.
Yeah.
But Reggie Watts. There's a few that are like doing really good stuff that don't.
Yeah, go for you gotta go straight to the white, you know. I it could be good. Ghostbusters 3. Yeah. I just wonder. You know, every time I'm always like very wary of reboots, like we were talking about the Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
Part 2 coming out.
Yep.
Yeah, next month. And I think I'll go see it in the theater just to check it out.
I'll for sure see it.
I'm gonna go theater on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe you and I have to go together.
Yeah.
I don't think Bethany's gonna want to see it.
Really?
I don't think so. She doesn't appreciate the original.
Oh, okay.
It's not appreciated.
I don't trust people that don't like
it. It's like, yeah, how do you trust her? I can't sleep at night. I have to make sure I'm always like got one eye open. I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do. She, you know, doesn't like that. What other insane thing is she going to do?
Who knows? My sister-in-law, when I was like 15, 16, when Dumb and Dumber came out, we were talking about it. She's like, Dumb and Dumber, that movie was Dumb and Dumber. I was like, what? That was the first person I heard that didn't like it. I was like, I don't even understand how you can't like it. It's so good.
I went and saw that movie. My grandma took us. She thought it was hilarious. Huh? Yeah. It was funny. So that shows how good she is.
Yep.
You saw movies?
Yeah, I saw two that I didn't like and one good one. I saw Box Trolls. It's a kids movie.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Do not have any desire to see it at all.
Neither did I really, but we had to take the kids because it was Saturday.
Oh, because I'll give you a better one to see the kids with. What are your next ones?
I saw Alexander and the Terrible Blah 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 Day.
Oh, yeah, and I haven't heard anything Steve about Carell. It. Except people said it was really good. So I heard.
I didn't like it. It's just like a Disney Channel movie. Like a TV show. Yeah. Like, every joke is a lot of falling down humor. You know, a lot of banging your head, tripping.
I don't like that. Yeah, Bethany loves that, though.
Yeah, it was good for kids, but I didn't like that. It wasn't
clever. Bethany loves somebody falling down. Oh, she will be rolling.
Yeah, she might. Sarah liked it.
Yeah.
I brought my iPad, and I brought a big blanket, so I was working on my cartoons under the blanket up the back of the theater. Oh, he put his head, I was like, why aren't you watching the movie? I'm like, I'm not watching this movie.
Low-hanging fruit, come on.
But I saw the movie I did like was Gone Girl. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of that.
Ben Affleck.
Is it?
It's got a few twists in it, so I can't really say anything about it. Yeah. But really,
I've heard a lot.
Really
of
clever.
I don't know, because I watch movie trailers all the time for what's coming up. I haven't seen anything about that Alexander, The Terrible Day, or the Gone Girl. But Box Trolls I had heard about. or the Gone Girl, but now everybody's talking about these movies, and I was like, I haven't heard anything about them. Gone Girl's
good, really good. It's a murder mystery, which I don't really care for, you know, that genre, but it's so clever. Like, you think it's going one way, and you just can't predict where it's going.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's good. It's probably the best murder mystery I've seen. But so many twists, I can't even say anything about it. But
what's the rated?
It's R.
It's R.
But, so Ben Affleck, I can't even say anything about it, because I'm bad
at it.
Like,
is it violence, nudity?
Violence and nudity, and language. No drug use, though.
Oh, no drug use. So, family friendly.
Yeah. Take your kids.
Take your kids.
Yeah.
Take the whole family.
It's got some, it's got some nudity. Male nudity.
Oh, that's what I like.
Yeah. Ben Affleck, full frontal, and Doogie Howser, full frontal.
Ooh, a lot of dudes walking around showing their junk.
Just really quick. Really, like, snap your finger, you saw.
They're kind of doing that every once in a while now. They kind of go towards, like, hey, I'm going to show a new dude.
Yeah.
Usually it's like the butt. Every once in a while you get, like, a guy's rear. Here he gets out.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. I'd be so worried about doing it. If I was a dude doing a dude. Everybody's sizing you up, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Ben Affleck. Yeah, it was sad. I was like, oh, no. Sarah's going to think, oh,
great.
It's making me look bad.
I saw two, which I went to the Dollar Theater, saw, took the family. We saw Maleficent. See that one?
No.
Okay, I liked it. Mm-hmm. It was good because it was like a total... it's with Angelina Jolie, who I thought she did real good in it. Real good CGI, and it had quite a bit of action and things in that too. But what it was like a retelling of Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, yep.
And it was basically saying you didn't understand Sleeping Beauty when you watched it because you only saw part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they, through the movie, work in the scenes from the old Sleeping Beauty. It's all live action, but...
Her perspective.
Yeah, from her perspective. And so you see the scenes from Sleeping Beauty, just like you see from the movie, but you see it from her perspective. Really interesting. I liked it. Yeah, it was good.
Sarah saw it with the kids and she came home and she told me the whole plot, so I kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
But my problem is I do not like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah?
She, like everyone says, she's so beautiful and everything, and I've never really...
She doesn't come off as beautiful in this movie.
Oh, because she has kind of their cheekbones.
Yeah, it was like, they kind of, you know, she's kind of supposed to be evil-looking, but not evil. I don't know. But,
So the more people say how much, you know, how perfect she is,
I'm not as much into her anymore. Mm-hmm. I was more of the, when she was in the Tomb Raider movies.
Yeah, Lara Croft, she liked to go
to Lara Croft. But maybe that was the boy fantasy, I don't know.
It could be. You wanted to see her personified because you see her running from behind a lot in the game.
Yes. So, anyway, yeah, it was a good movie. I recommend it. I think anybody would enjoy it. And it's family friendly. There's a couple scenes that could be a little frightening for little kids.
Yeah.
But even we had Alice there and she was fine.
Oh, you know. It's on DVD now, right?
It's probably going to be soon because we just saw it at the Dollar Theater like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to check that out.
And the other one I'm recommending, which I thought was way good, was How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that one? Yeah, and I thought it was way good.
Yep. The alpha, the big, big, crazy dragons were cool.
Although, and I brought this up to Bethany after we watched the movie, I go, lot of plot holes. Lot of plot holes.
I didn't catch any.
Oh, okay.
I'm not smart, though.
How does he control the giant dragon?
Mm.
Never explained it. Never showed.
Yeah.
I go, I told Bethany, I'm like, lot of plot holes. She's like, what are you talking about? And I told her that one. She's like, it's not ruining the movie for you. I mean, anyway, she's like, oh, you just ruined it for me. I was like, but no, overall, really good movie.
My favorite scene was when, it was a creepy scene, when he's just flying on his dragon.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no, okay, you gotta cut that out.
Okay, retell it. I'll cut out that.
Okay, so I just gave away a spoiler, so I gotta retell the story. He's flying in the clouds on the black toothless dragon, and then a mysterious weird head person comes up out of the clouds and then disappears.
Yeah.
And then there's like a chase. That was cool when it just out of nowhere came up.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a very well done movie. It's a cartoon, but I think a lot of these I think of when I'm doing them because I always get my parents' movie recommendations. It's like, okay, my parents who are not sophisticated movie people. I mean, Would they enjoy it? I think they would. I think like any like something you can sit down. It's a cartoon, yes, but I think as two adults, you can sit down and watch it and really enjoy it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I liked it.
That was really well done.
I just saw a trailer for Tomorrowland. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
It was based on the Disney.
That's the one where they touch the pin.
Yeah. Where did you see that?
I saw a trailer. I just saw the trailer like 3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
And Lizzie saw it and goes, "I want to see that movie."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I want to see that movie." And I go, and she's like, "Can we go see that movie?" I'm like, "Lizzie, I don't think it comes out for like a couple of months because it's just a teaser."
Next spring.
Yeah, it's like one of those ones where like it's trailer for it's like 10 seconds long because they don't have any movies hardly even made yet. But
I thought that looked cool. Plus, the writer of it, Damien Lindelof, he did Lost, but he did the good part.
He did the first two seasons.
But he's good at creating mystery.
Yeah.
He did Prometheus. He wrote Prometheus, which also had a lot of plot holes. Yeah, but he brings up clever questions, but not so much clever.
That last one.
Brad Bird, who did Incredibles. That's like my favorite animated movie.
Yeah.
He did Incredibles, and then his first feature live action was Mission Impossible 4, which I thought was pretty cool.
Way good. That was a good one.
When they're in Russia with that shield, walking,
That was a way good. That was probably the best Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I think so. And so this is his third movie, he did Iron Man. Anyway, this is his latest one, and he's riding it with the guy from Lost. So I think it could be super cool.
Yeah, be good.
Tomorrowland. Next spring, we'll talk about
it. Next spring. You got anything else? I think that's all I had. Just what we saw. That's all the movies I've seen. But
did you finish Breaking Bad?
No, I had not finished it. I'm about halfway through the season. I saw the train scene. How messed up is that? Freaking messed up. It's like all the way through at the very end. I'm like, I'm not going to tell what it is because it will screw it up. But it's out of nowhere and you're like,
yeah.
No, are you freaking kidding me?
Todd. Creepy bug eyed. Creepy eyed guy.
Yeah, but I totally, you're like, I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm like, what the? Which is that's what that show is. You at the end, you go, what the?
So you haven't seen the next episode?
No, I've seen. I saw that, and I saw the next episode after that.
That was probably the most depressing episode.
Yes, the opening of the next one.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That was. Oh,
you're like,
that was sad.
I'm not gonna tell anything happens. You gotta watch it. But yes, it was. That's the best one.
Yeah, like that train. The heist episode was so good. Like yes, it's like Walt, get off the train. Like don't be greedy.
So good.
Yeah.
I did see that. So I'm like halfway through it. I've been watching a couple episodes a week now. Such a good show. I really wish Bethany would be into it, but I know she wouldn't like it. What was the one you were going to watch that I recommended? I can't remember what it was.
Psych.
Did you watch any?
No. Sarah's been watching Parenthood.
Oh, dude. Parenthood.
2 to 3 a night.
Oh, tell her to shut that crap off and watch Psych. Put your foot down. Yeah. Give her the finger when she turns around.
I've been cartooning and drawing, so I'm kind of like not really watching. But yeah. Parenthood is the worst.
You know what?
It's the worst.
I was not a big fan of the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't think the movie was that
great. Melodramatic.
It was very melodramatic. It wasn't really a comedy, although they call it a comedy.
Yeah.
Which came out, 20 years ago?
Steve had a few good scenes.
But it wasn't a comedy. It was a drama.
No, it was a drama first.
It was a drama. And then they made the show, and I was like, saw the advertisements, I'm like, don't want to watch that.
Yeah, I watch it, and it goes exactly where you think it's going to go. And I tell Sarah that. While we're watching, it's like, so he's going to do this, and she's going to do that. And she hates me doing that. I'm wrong a bit of the time. But I was in the area of where they're going to go.
I hate predictable shows. It's
I hate it.
I'm like,
and the characters they like say, they say exactly what you think they're going to say. Like, I don't like it. It's just drama.
No. All right. Well, that's it. I'm done.
See you next time. We got nothing.
Done. Thank you. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Like us on Facebook, and make sure you download the podcast. If you got an Android going, it's on iTunes also, and recommend it to a friend.
And write a review on iTunes, because the more reviews you get higher up in the ratings, and then they'll feature you on the front page of iTunes as new podcasts.
Yes.
So, write a review. I've written one. Have you written one?
I have not, because I didn't know you did that.
You didn't do that.
Shows how good I am. Hey, still learning on this. All right, good. Thank you.
Have a week.
Yell to the neighborhood. All your thoughts and your dreams.